Hello, 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 my lovely friends, and a virtual high five to those who love sweater weather as much as I do. I promised you a clothing segment, but when I sat down to map it out, I realized it's not really much different from the advice that I would give you is not really much different from the second kitchen segment. Much like the kitchen and the other large spaces in our homes, there's going to be valuable real estate and less valuable real estate to be had in the bedroom and closet or wherever you keep the majority of your clothing. The chair in your bedroom that you use as a makeshift closet is likely covered with your go-tos, whereas you're probably hard-pressed to itemize exactly what is hanging neatly in the back of your closet. So please go back to September's podcast, give yourself a refresher, and then here are some additional suggestions that you can incorporate into the process laid out in the September podcast. Okay, so just like other items in your home, like kitchen items, your clothes should be organized based on a hybrid of usage and the category that they fit into. So let's take the black legging as an example, the women's black legging. Many of us have black leggings that we will throw a knee-high boot over and dress up for a night out. And then we have the black leggings that we wear to run errands on the weekend, as well as the black leggings that we actually work out in. Those are usually not the same black legging, so don't keep them together. Separate them into their appropriate categories. Okay, for your hung items, and this idea I think is brilliant. I've recently just come across it. I can't take credit for it, and I don't know who to give the credit to. But regardless, this is great. And I'm sure some of you have heard of this before. It's just new to me, and I want to share it with you. So for your hung items, make sure that every single hanger is pointing in the same direction at the start of a season. As you use, launder, and rehang items, turn the hanger to face the opposite direction. Every 3 months or at the start of a new season, revisit and rethink the items on the hangers that have not moved. Isn't that great? Okay. Think about the order in which you get dressed on most days and situate your clothing accordingly. For example, I live in gym clothes. So when I get dressed, it's underwear, sports bra, socks, workout pants, gym shirt, and either a hoodie or a jacket depending on the season. So once I acknowledged that that was my reality, my whole clothing layout changed. My workout pants moved from the closet where they were hung with all my other, quote, leggings. And my underwear, sports bra, and socks moved from a dresser that was much further away from my bedroom to a dresser that was actually in my bedroom, and so on. Okay, and we can all agree that things on Pinterest are pretty, and your room and your closet can be too. Just please be wary of sacrificing functionality, flow, and practicality for an aesthetic that just doesn't work for you. And if you're someone who is not on top of their laundry, consider a wash and fold service that picks up and delivers. The weight it will lift off your shoulders, I'm telling you, is worth every single penny. And if you are someone who's on top of their laundry, but who is hard pressed for time, if you can afford the additional expense, you will not regret it. It's a huge time saver, and most of the companies providing this service that I've used before are amazing. So until next time, I hope that you find many reasons to smile, and I wish you good luck in making your bedroom work as well as it can for you. Hi, this is Stacey Aika. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Tidy Triumph podcast right here in Focal Point E News.